在一阵混乱中，你是怎么危机处理呢？今天希望透过我们的经验来跟大家分享在 chaotic situation 当中该掌握什么样子的沟通观念以及重要的句型。Hello, 欢迎来到 Executive Plus 主管与沟通力的 podcast. I'm Sherry, an educator, certified coach, and style enthusiast.我相信专业有效的沟通是语言跟逻辑的完美结合。
And I'm Nick, a startup consultant, corporate trainer, and late-night gaming junkie. I believe great communication requires the right mindset and solid frameworks.
我们希望带给大家职场英语的技能、跨文化沟通技巧与其他能帮助您成为出色领导者的工具。
Join us each week as we share our experience, research, and methodologies to take your communication and language skills from good.To great. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Executive Plus podcast. We've all been in those situations where everything is happening all at once. There's 100 questions coming your way. You're trying to solve 75 million problems, but you need to communicate this to other people so your team,your colleagues, or the ones around you can help execute. How do you handle communication in the chaos?
This episode is inspired by a recent experience that I had. 那如果你有 follow 我们在 communication R&D 或者甚至我个人的 IG, 大概知道说我带了团队前往意大利去参加一个世界大概数一数二最大的一个展会。那它是比较专门属于这种 beauty, tech or hair or anything 相关的一个展会。那在这个展会当中呢，你就如果你没有去过，你可以想象 Disneyland or Disney World, 它就是一个非常大，然后它有很多的馆。那当然大家也都知道嘛，人多的时候Organization 其实是非常困难，你一定会发生很多突发的状况。 And of course, a lot of hurdles definitely happened. 那最有趣的一个就是，当然我们去展会，我们一定要陈列我们的商品。我们在展会的开始前一天发现我们商品全部都不见了。 And it's literally nothing worse could happen than that. It's like the worst case scenario. 所以当时就非常的chaotic, I was anxious, I was stressed out. 我们团队都不知道该怎么办。但是呢，我们就一定必须得跟厂商来做沟通。那这个时候厂商呢，他是不同文化的人，他的 first language 其实也不是英文。所以我们就发现其实从中也学到了一些蛮重要的一些沟通的原则。
So today, we want to just take it down to three S's. Keep it simple, keep it short, and keep it slow.When handling these situations, it's really important to center yourself and really bring it down to the discussion with the other side, especially as Sherry said, when the other side is also not a native speaker. How do you handle this? Let's tackle the first one. Keep it simple.
This is probably the most important thing, 因为当我们在那个情况的时候，其实大概你手上会有5-10的不同问题你必须要解决。所以也蛮困难说你要怎么样去 prioritize, 但是这个时候你非常需要只能做一件事情，也就是 keep one problem at a time. 如果你丢给对方很多很多的疑问，他们也没有办法马上解决。 So only tackle the most crucial problem at a time.
And what this means is, although there may be 100 different things thatneed to be done. You shouldn't bark out orders all at the same time, all in one sentence. You should tackle things one problem at a time. So when you're giving instructions, just call out the person that you need help from and what you need them to do. So let's say I have a group of colleagues around me, rather than going, I need to finish A, B, C, D, E, F, G, who can help me? Turn it into, hi, Sherry, I need you to help with this thing, okay?Carol, the second thing I need you to go handle is this. Julia, please go do this thing. Rather than lump all your problems together and all your instructions together, just keep it one at a time. This is who I need to do something, and this is what I need them to do.
Now, this is a hard part because sometimes when you're handling that most important problem, that could take hours. Right, 就像我这次的经验就是找这个机器是我们花了总共6个小时时间都在做这件事情。刚开始可能还觉得没有那么的紧张，但是越到后面越来越紧张，我们甚至还跑到了 warehouse 自己去找这个机器。所以我们都尝试各种的一些方式之后呢，我们才 narrowed it down. Then we narrowed it down into simple question. And there's nothing simple about it, but it just has to be very, very clear to the other side. For example, what can we do now? Or what do you need now? Simple, simple problem and question.
Now that you've had this into one problem at a time or one instruction at a time, again, even how you solve this problem or how you give this instruction needs to be short and clear. Mm. Especially when we're in different countries, we may try to be overly polite. We want to show how well-mannered we are. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, when you're giving these instructions, you need to be clear and short. So that tendency people have to use downgraders like, oh, if it's okay, or if you have the time, can you please? You need to let those go. And you just need to be clear, because the other side may also not be an English speaker. And when you build in downgraders, when you build in a lot of other sentences, your instructions get very muddled. So if you need help, you can just be like, I need this thing.
所以我觉得这个 tip 其实跟我们之前可能听到的很多商业礼节啊等等是很不一样的。Almost like the opposite. It kind of go against a lot of things, like quote-unquote business etiquette. But now, because you're in such a chaotic situation, you need to get the solution like as soon as possible. Keep your sentence short so that they can understand you correctly. And of course, 如果对方也母语并不是英文的话，这些 downgraders 其实没有任何的作用。Just go ahead and ask what you need to ask. The question can be really, really short.
And something that we'll cover in the next section is where you're making up for the short and less downgraders or less, say, polite words built into it is your tone of voice. So getting into a last piece of slow, you need to speak slowly and you need to speak calmly.
Right. Now, I know when we said keep your sentence short. 那如果你今天你的情绪是很不稳定的 you're not calm at all, 你可能用大声讲话的方式，这个时候你的 short sentence 可能就会听起来很像一个 command, 或者是听起来就是非常的 rude. And you don't want that, 因为人家也是来帮你解决问题的。So you do have to keep your tone very calm, and I know this is hard, 但是这个需要一些练习。还有呢，如果对方 again,They may not understand English very clearly. 这次经由我跟同事还得拿出一个 translator, 也就是用 Google Translator 给对方看我们的意思，或者对方也一直用 translator 想要给我们看他的意思。但是 again, like, just keep it very short and slow so they can all understand you. 不管这个事情是多 complicated, 你还是可以慢慢的讲，然后慢慢的 一步一步的来做。
Getting that tone of...voice right, even when you may have high anxiety, makes a huge difference in terms of when you say it short, how does it come across? So in Sherry's case, let's say the machine is gone. If you use the wrong tone of voice, be like, I need you to find my machines. This comes across as very aggressive. This across very combative. But people will go too far with the downgraders and be polite, be like, oh, I know this is a lot of trouble, but if you could help me possibly find my machines, it would be really helpful for me and I'd be so appreciative.
Right?
Those are the two extremes. But if you just use your tone of voice, be like, I need your help to find my machines. Very short, very clear, but the tone is not as aggressive.
For sure. And again, 你讲了很多的 downgrader, 其实对方可能一点都听不懂。Or you have like 10 people behind you having their own problems trying to get resolved. So 这个时候呢, you know, simply asking, what can I do now? Or what can we do together to solve the issue? 或者我觉得有一个蛮不错的那它其实跟我们今天所讲 principle 也有一点关系就是 you just have to be there.You know, don't walk away that easily. If you cannot get your problem solved, just stand there. Just be there. Look at them with your eyes. 我那个时候我记得我眼睛已经 有泪水快要出来, almost cried. But it's okay. You look at them and you just stay there and you keep asking the simple, short question in a very slow, calming way. 他们一定会帮你的.
And it's, as you can see, just through these three simple S's, keep it simple, keep it short, and keep it slow, you can take this very chaotic situation and make it work in your favor. It's never going to be perfect, but you will find that people who use a lot of downgraders become overly polite or just start yelling and become very aggressive. When you're talking to someone in whose language is different than you and whose English may be limited, or both of yours English may be limited, this is going to cause a massive amount of problems. What you may find is just simply follow the three S's and you can resolve it quickly. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Executive Plus podcast is a Presentality Group production, produced and hosted by Sherry Fang and Nick Howard. You can search us on Facebook, 主管英文 Executive Plus. You can also find us on Instagram, Communication R&D, and email us at sherry@epstyleplus.com.